Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Saturday the 25th of August. Plans are saying?
Not bad.
Oh, good. Not bad is, well, probably good.
Could be. Sun identity is supporting Uranus. Unexpected, liberating, and Saturn structure.
Could be fun.
Go figure. Sometime during the next 2 weeks, the chances are beyond good that you will look back on today and recognize it as the happy turning point for which you'd been waiting, lighting candles, compounding with fate, praying for ages. But only if you have the presence of mind and faith to laisser tomber now, rather than interfering with or trying to fix something that, with 2020 hindsight, was better left alone or left to its own devices. Furthermore, the options that you perceive as currently available, once again, are not the only ones that exist. So be very careful, especially if you don't love them, about just selecting one because it's there and there isn't anything else and it's been too long. You've absolutely toiled like a Trojan, and you are absolutely entitled to your triumphs. That said, you probably should not assume that just because a situation or setup suits you perfectly, it ipso facto does the same for somebody else. By the way, this doesn't mean you are obliged to change your point of view. Just try to be a little more understanding if it isn't immediately embraced.
Okay, signs particularly affected by the sun supporting Uranus and Saturn.
Virgo, Capricorn, Aquarius, Taurus, Leo, everybody.
And if one's birthday, 25th of August.
Keep the focus on inventing and then promptly establishing those structures that facilitate your creative, personal, and emotional growth. Yeah, even if the packaging isn't quite what you'd expected, and implementing them satisfactorily entails relinquishing or bidding adieu to less than salutary, somewhat draining arrangements you were until something better came knocking because... What's that sound? Someone at the door?
Haha, tomorrow, Daily Planets.